Welcome to Chatter for Change. I'm Caitlin, and this is Season 2, Episode 11. I am joined by Spencer.
Hello.
Bradley.
Hola.
And
guess who let me back in the studio?
The dogs out? It was Preston.
Oh, it's good to see y'all again. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Just so everybody knows, I feel like that was a very important clarification. Preston did let the dogs out. We have been wondering for years. Everybody all over the world has been talking about it. Well, and we finally found our answer. It was Preston.
Well, I'll admit I was able to keep that under wraps for a while. I figured, you know, that song got some age on it. You know, maybe people would quit asking about it. Well, leave it to me to, you know, give it away. But
well, they age steak in restaurants and people still order it, so
but yeah, I guess
I'm one.
So I guess that's what coming back home after a while definitely does to you, especially after a semester. I think that's one of the biggest things about, you know, coming home is that it's almost like whenever you do come home, it's almost like, holy cow, I have two homes now. Because during the week, right, you know, I'm not going to say I come home every weekend because I don't, but just whenever I'm down there, that feels like home. But this will always be my home too. And that's one of the great things that I've really enjoyed about being at Murray State is that it really does feel like a home away from home. Like, Murray is one of those colleges that isn't so massive. Like, you're moving into a big city like the University of Louisville or the University of Kentucky, where everything is so big. Like,
so it's like a beach house, but not a beach or a house.
Yeah, if a beach house was in the middle of Western Kentucky, yes. I mean, I would call it a beach house if it was a little bit closer to the lakes, but you know,
then that would be a lake house.
Yeah. Well, my point still stands. There's a reason why I'm an education major, not a business major or going into realty or anything like that. All right.
I'm kind of scared to know that he can be subbing for me or I'm kind of scared to know he could be subbing for me or Spencer anytime soon.
Literally, my own brother.
I'm pretty sure he already could.
Well, here's
don't you only have to have an associate to sub?
Yes, but you have to go through, you have to file out all the paperwork, and then you have to go before the board and get your background check taken care of and all that stuff. So I didn't have enough time to do it in the winter, but I've already got the paperwork. So whenever this spring semester is over, I'll be able to substitute teach, I guess, for about a month, because Murray gets out a lot sooner than Webster does.
Heck yeah.
But I will admit, I would love to know Spencer's perspective from all of this, because I don't know what it would be like.
Be careful what you wish for. He may not have as a positive of an opinion as you do.
Because I don't know what it's like to have the whole end of a house to myself. Because in our house, Mom and Dad have the right side of the house, and then me and Spencer's bedrooms are on the other side. So
it's not your bedroom anymore.
I'm sure it's not. So that's why what has this whole process been like for you, Spencer?
All right, I'll be dead honest. The first day, as soon as
Why not alive honest?
You do have a point there. But that's besides the point.
Really?
The first day, as soon as everyone was gone, I got home earlier because I was with my grandparents and whatnot. But anyways, I instantly turned that into my room. Instantly. Everything. Mine. You no longer have a bedroom. It's mine. You're only under my mercy. I hope you know that.
You know, I don't know how to feel about that, because
I told
over
you,
the
be
course
careful
of this,
what you wish for
this semester, here's the kicker, right? I welcomed him into my dorm room. I, you know, showed him around. We got to play video games for a little bit.
One time.
Now, here.
Yeah, I've been over that to his house. He let me and Spencer in a couple of times.
Now, here's the kicker, though. You never asked other than that one time, and that was because...
Everyone knows you don't invite yourself over, exactly. Preston.
Even though you're literally my brother, I'm not that rude. I hope you know that.
That's not what I'm just saying. The door is always wow. open.
No. He's getting so defensive. Spencer can't drive himself there.
Spencer no. is over here.
I'm literally not even able to drive. How?
Oh my! On the way here, Preston says.
But on the same note, Spencer could literally walk if he cared. Yeah, that much,
if he really wanted to see me that bad.
If he cared enough to walk, I think that he would have to care more than the world cares about most things.
He could always, just hop a bus. There are other modes. You could always ride a bike down there.
Better yet, I could FaceTime you, like I have been.
Well,
he do got a point though.
Well, either
he do got a point.
That's what technology for.
Exactly.
So, Caitlin, I know that I haven't... Obviously, this year has been completely different than anything that we've dealt with before. So I want to know...
Already? It's only been like 2 weeks, Preston.
I'm telling you, my perception of time has been completely destroyed by COVID. Like, there are some classes that feel like they last centuries, right? And then there are some days that feel like they last 5 minutes.
Does anyone know what year it is?
I still write 2019 on my 1987.
Wait, is it 1987?
The bite of 87? So, I want to know, what has it been like for you and Bradley over the course of this last semester and now going into the spring?
Well, so for me, I don't know if I've told you guys on the podcast. I actually am only going to Henderson Community College, so I still live at home, but I just commute to the college, which is like a 20, 25-minute drive, so it's really not that bad. So I'm still pretty blessed because my parents really pay for most of my stuff. I'm still pretty blessed with that, and I am trying to take advantage of that as long as I can. Because adulting is expensive. Don't do it, guys. Don't apply for that job because it's not fun. But as far as like my classes, I'm doing early childhood education, and I have loved the classes and things like that. So it's been pretty enjoyable. Right now, this semester, I'm taking like 5 classes, so a full load. But all of them are at night. So I go from 6 to 8:45 at night. So it's a pretty long class, but most of the stuff we do, because we're talking about preschoolers and stuff, we get a lot of hands-on things, so it's pretty fun, and it really goes by kind of quick. But as far as, like, being back and forth, like, I'm a homebody, so even though I am still living at home, like, I work in Henderson, and I go to school in Henderson, and I do, like, physical therapy in Henderson, and go to church in Henderson, so I feel like I'm never home. So that part does get a little tiring sometimes, just being out all the time.
Right.
Because it feels like part of it feels like I'm not making time for my family, but at the same time, it's just because it's part of growing up.
Yeah.
So that's hard, but I feel like I kind of like the way I'm doing it, where I'm transitioning. Because, I mean, I have been through a lot over the past few years, so it's good to be able to kind of just take it slow and easy. I mean, obviously, like, I would love to be somewhere like Murray, but I feel like it probably would have been a lot on me to take that big of a jump so quick. Because, like, you guys got to do your associates in high school, so that kind of was your transition time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
I
jumping
get
to Murray
it.
Was not a big deal at that point. Well, it is, but, like, So, yeah, that's basically all I got to say. It's going pretty good for me, but I'm not sure if Bradley even notices I'm gone. Because, I mean, like, well, he gets home from school, and sometimes I'm home, sometimes it's not, because it kind of depends on my work schedule.
Oh,
so
right.
Sometimes I am home during the day, but I'm definitely never home at night, so I miss a lot of family dinners and stuff like that, so that kind of sucks, yeah. But it's part of growing up, so, you know.
Well, KK, sometimes I don't realize you're home, because I will admit, I mostly go to my room when I get home. But it doesn't stop us from hanging out like we usually did. Because, like, even the other day, we just watched Jumanji, the original Jumanji, for absolutely no reason. We just felt like it. And it was fun, and I got to hang out with my big sister, even though she is a college student now.
And I'm littler than him, so I'm his big little sister.
On that topic, I must say I'm slightly above Preston.
Yeah.
So I'm the big little brother.
Yeah.
We all know I'm the tall little brother. Nah. This brother relationship, nah. Sit down, Preston.
Sit down. Be humble.
So I was really curious about your guys' situation because I obviously, like you said, you're not having as much time with your family, but I didn't know the difference between community college and Murray. Like, obviously you're home, but you're not home.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the other big difference that people probably don't think about is, like, you know, you do live at Murray during the week. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you have made friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, and there's always, like, because you're there all the time. So it's kind of hard not to run into people and see them frequently, things like that. Well, at the community college, like, everybody that I'm in classes with, I say everybody, almost everybody, went to Henderson County. Oh, so they all know each other, but I don't know any of them. So, but, like, community college is not somewhere that, like, you people just hang out and, you know, eat and, like, do homework and things like that and, like, go. Like, there's not hanging out, really. Like, it's you drive to your class and you drive home. So that part is very different. And I think a lot of people don't really realize that. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it necessarily. No. Just not for everybody. Some people need that. I mean, I would say normally I would need that interaction. So I kind of have forced myself to make some friends, I guess. Yeah. I say force as if it's hard. But, I've made a couple friends. But it's still not, it's just not the same. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, I think part of the reason why people don't usually hang around on campuses like that is I think part of it is because they don't live there. They prioritize other places instead of,
exactly,
building those communities in a sense. Like, yeah. One thing I will say about Murray is that whenever the week before, like in the fall, you go down there about a week or so before classes actually start, and they have your days pretty much planned out between trainings and different things you do as groups, because they want to make sure that you have somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. They in a way they kind of force you to make friends. As bizarre as that sounds, but I feel like you definitely have to try a lot harder in your situation to, especially with most of those people being from Henderson County, that's got to be kind of an odd feeling, right?
Yeah. Which I know, like, with Murray, excuse me, sorry. I know with Murray, there's people coming from all over the place. So you don't know. I mean, obviously, you know the people who came from Webster County. But other than that, you don't really know anybody. So, I know you kind of get it. Just in a different way.
Yeah. And part of, being at Murray is that obviously you know people that are down there, but there's a select few that you continue to hang out with, right? Like, obviously you want to stay in touch with people you graduated with, but it's been crazy to find that you all may be on the same property week to week, but it feels like you're in different universes. Like, there's a couple guys from Webster that go down there with me, and I see them once, maybe twice a month. And then there are others I see on the daily. Like, it's just so crazy that our schedules, like, we're in the same place, but our schedules are completely different.
Speaking of, like, connections from when you graduated, how well are you doing with keeping in touch with people you graduated high school with? I was just wondering that.
So, I've got my core group of friends that I talk to on the weekly, right? And then there are a few, like, especially a lot of the guys I played football with, especially those that graduated a year before me, that I'll try to send a text to, especially, like, every month or so, or, if, you know, ask them or wish them a Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving or something, right? Just to make – it just kind of varies, like –
Well, it's funny, like, people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay friends with this person for forever. And, like, the group, like, my group of friends with youth council, like, Preston and Frisco and Ryan and Tyler and Abby and Hannah and the list goes on. Like, I think I used to say, oh, yeah, we're going to all stay super, super close and we're all going to talk every single day. Things like that. And it's not that I don't want to. But, you know, life moves on. It really, really does. And that yeah. doesn't mean we don't all love each other and we're not all friends still. But, like, I kind of forgot what I was going to say. Come back to me.
No, you know, you're good.
You're in the middle of it.
Well,
I had a point and I lost it.
Well, I get what you're saying. You know...
There. Oh, I know.
Okay. Oh, go on.
Back to me. So I was going to say, like, with elementary, middle, and high school, like, you're with those people every single day. And I noticed, like, through my, like, school years, like, I'm trying to think of how to explain what I'm trying to say. Like, my friends varied based on the classes I had. And, again, it wasn't one of those things that I didn't love those other people. But you kind of get close to the people that you're with every single day, right? Because you can't – I mean, yeah. it's kind of hard not to. So now that we're not all, like, with each other every single day, it was such a big jump that it was like we never had to try before, which sounds weird.
Right, yeah.
Because it's not that we wouldn't, but, like, we never had to because we were just together.
Yeah, we would – whether we liked it or not, we were going to see each
yeah.
other.
Yeah. So now it's just a big, big change, and I don't think people really realize how big of a change it's really going
to
be.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think to add on to that, and I'm not saying that I want this to happen to people, to some of my friends, but I had to learn pretty quickly in Murray that there are going to be some people that are going to come in and out of your lives, and, like, at the same time, like, as soon as some people leave, some people might come in. I learned that pretty quickly with the people in the education department as well as people from Webster. Obviously, I can't see everybody from Webster County that's in Murray all the time, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've been blessed enough to make friends with people in the history department and the education department. As odd as it sounds, it's refreshing in a sense to know somebody that's not from your home, right?
Yeah.
Like, having just learning about somebody that went to a different high school or even a different state.
That you haven't known since you were five.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to knock those people. I mean, it's just, it's something different. It's something new.
Well, I mean, it also is kind of separating two different, like, seasons of your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I know, like, there is, like I said, seasons. There is seasons of life. Not everyone is meant to be in your life forever, every single day. And I think that, like, if someone were to ever, you know, like, a few years down the road, someone brings up, you know, Preston's name to me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he was one of my best friends, like, through school. You know, that doesn't mean, just because we're not super duper close now and don't talk every single day now, doesn't mean I won't always cherish
right.
all the memories yeah. and the friendship that we had for so long, because it was a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that, so. But, yeah.
Does it ever feel, like, say you meet someone new, in a way, does it feel nostalgic to whenever you met your first group of friends?
Yes and no. I would say it was nostalgic in the sense that you have to build a friendship all over again. It's been kind of refreshing to, you know, kind of go through that process again, as odd as it sounds. But other than that, it doesn't feel the same, right? Because a lot of the friends that I've had from Webster, I've known since I was in at least fourth grade, right? So, obviously, I would like to think I was a little bit different as a fourth grader than I am now.
I don't know. I was there, and I'm not sure I can vouch for that one.
Yeah, I may or may not have existed there, and I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Hey, I still remember.
Have you grown a little bit?
That's also why I've kind of been so excited to make college friends, because, like, you haven't changed, so I've kind of been dealing with the same guy since fourth grade.
Spencer, have you been dealing with the same guy since preschool?
Almost, yeah. Like, the only, like, the ones I can remember, like you and Hunter, like, I still, you know, friends.
I think
with
he was
them.
Talking about Preston, but I appreciate what you're saying too.
Well, I will Both. Say this. I do remember when you were in kindergarten and maybe first grade, I do remember walking you to class before the start of the day. Because
That's
there was
so
a
cute.
There was a yeah. short window of time, one maybe 2 years that we were in elementary school together. And I'll never forget, like, holding your little hand as you were, like, waddling down the halls and yeah. like, have a good day at school. And you're like,
and that was
I
just
will.
Yesterday.
I remember the exact first day that you weren't there. I was scared to death. I was nervous out of my mind.
Well, that's
that you weren't
fair.
There.
Because Preston is, like, as strong as Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of scary without him. I always sing him the song. I always go, no one's quick as Preston. No one's slick as Preston. No one's back.
Well,
speaking of Gaston, that is a, like I said, that's a character from Beauty and the Beast, if you didn't know. And when it comes to characters, I've heard about kind of a pretty big event coming up with characters. I didn't know if Spencer and Bradley, if one of y'all could tell us a little bit about that.
I have great news on my part. I'm gonna be Shrek, the best character ever to be born. Shrek.
Well, it's gonna be a little thing where the youth council dresses up as superheroes and princesses and just fun stuff that will hopefully give some kids some joy. And it's going to be breakfast, so.
And what day is that happening?
March 12th.
Okay. And I'm not sure. All right, so just stay tuned and keep in touch, keep listening, and you'll find more info on that, possibly through the podcast, possibly on Facebook, just... keep your eyes open for that. March 12th character breakfast. I think it's going to be pretty cool. So you may even see some retired youth council members. Hint, hint.
Yeah. I mean, you never know, right? I mean, I'm just saying you could see some alumni of our program and, you know, kids that are currently in the program. So you never know.
Facts.
Preston, I'm just saying, you would make a great donkey from Shrek.
I
you sound like
that.
It too.
Oh,
sounds
oh.
It would be so good.
I'm just
I don't, no comment.
I'm just kind of wondering what y'all think I should be for it.
Spider-Man.
Anyone listening to this podcast, go on Facebook and send a message to the Youth Council Facebook or the True Blue Facebook and tell us what you think Bradley should dress up as.
I'm tall.
We'll take a vote. He's very tall and lanky, so skinny.
A tree.
A tree, basically.
The wonderful tree.
No, I'm going to be the tree that throws apples at people.
You mean, now, super tree. If you're going to talk about trees, you could always be Groot from Guardians of the
oh,
Galaxy.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea, actually.
Good idea. I was going to be that for Halloween 1 year, but we got the wrong size suit, sadly.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Here's your chance. Here's your chance.
Here's my chance for redemption.
Oh my god, I would be bummed out if, okay, Halloween's not that big of a deal personally to me, right? But if I ordered a costume and it came in and it was the wrong size, the disappointment would be immeasurable, right?
I was trying to...
astronomical.
I was trying to squeeze into that suit with all my might, but it was like two sizes too small.
But there's not
small.
A lot of might to use, so it was yeah. not really...
And it was like two sizes too small, so...
Oh, dang.
Wow.
There's not a lot.
There's not a lot you could do.
Not a lot I can do.
He said with all his might, as if that was any consolation, and he's got a lot of might.
I am literally like a twig. I cannot lift that much.
I can just imagine like a little kid of you just trying to stretch it on.
Well, you guys will just have to come and find out what Bradley ends up being. That'll be a that'll be the big surprise of the morning.
Spencer, I would like to know why you want me to be Spider-Man.
Well, everyone else is saying it, and I could see why they would also like it.
True. Alrighty, well, it was so good to be back with you guys. A little reunion with me and Preston. Felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, it felt good to be back in the saddle for a little bit.
In the saddle? In the saddle. You're inside the saddle.
You're physically one with the saddle.
Now, hold on.
Both spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Spiritually, that's a little deep.
Well, I mean,
the saddle religion.
The Book of Preston, chapter 4, verse 2. Become one with the saddle.
It's like a step-by-step guide.
Alrighty, I think we all need to hop down off the saddle for the day, and y'all can continue this another week. It was so good to be back, and thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for the next week's podcast.
Bye.
This was Chatter for Change, and we're out.